greetings on this Talk About It Tuesday, March 21st, 2023. Today's read is going to be centered around the topic of definition, defining ourselves for ourselves, like the Kujichagulia, well, the Kwanzaa principle, Kujichagulia, which states, it's important to define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. Not unlike the famous quote by author Audre Lorde, if I didn't define myself for myself, I would be crunched into other people's fantasies for me and eaten alive. How many times has that happened to the global African diaspora? Well, one of my favorite authors, Nnedi Okorafor, in 2019, she is a Nigerian-American writer of fantasy and science fiction. She strongly rejected the term Afrofuturism as a label for her work. And she chose to coin the terms, two terms, not one, African Futurism and African Jujuism to describe her works and works like hers. And if you're not familiar with her, she's the author of titles like Akata Witch and Who Fears Death and my absolute all-time favorite, The Book of Phoenix. African Futurism is a cultural aesthetic and philosophy of science that centers on the fusion of African culture, history, mythology, point of view, with technology based in Africa and not limiting to the diaspora. And today's article focuses on how her term, African Futurism, has been added to the Historical Dictionary of Science Fiction. The article can be found on the brittlepaper.com website, and it was published May 5th, 2022, titled African Futurism Added to the Historical Dictionary of Science Fiction. Here it is. This article was written for Brittle Paper by Chukwu Ebuka Ibe and published on May 5th of 2022 and again can be found at brittlepaper.com, B-R-I-T-T-L-E paper.com. African Futurism, the term coined by Nigerian-American author Nnedi Okorafor to describe Africa-centered science fiction has been added to the Historical Dictionary of Science Fiction as a noun. The Historical Dictionary of Science Fiction is the world's most recognized platform on science fiction terms, containing the largest and most extensive vocabulary of English language science fiction. It is edited and coded by Jesse Schiedlower, adjunct assistant professor at Columbia University and former editor-at-large of the Oxford English Dictionary. The dictionary was previously run by the Oxford English Dictionary, but now functions independently. In the dictionary, African Futurism is defined as a subgenre of science fiction that heavily features elements of African history or culture. Okorafor came up with the term African Futurism to distinguish her writing from Afrofuturism. In a 2019 blog post titled African Futurism Defined, the author explains that both terms are similar, but distinguishes the latter as specifically and more directly rooted in African culture, history, mythology, and point of view, as it then branches into the Black diaspora, and it does not privilege or center the West. Since then, many more African authors have embraced and now freely use the term to describe their work. The genre has since gained ground in the African speculative fiction community. Some magazines are devoted to publishing works of African futurism, such as Omenana, founded by the BBC journalist Mazi Nwanwu. In 2020, to mark our 10th anniversary, we collaborated with writer Wole Talabi to publish a free collection of African futurist stories. The collection includes works by such writers as Nnedi Okorafor, T.L. Hutu, and Mazi Nwanwu. It was a finalist for the Locus Awards. Kudos to Nnedi Okorafor for introducing an idea that an increasing number of writers see as helpful for thinking about their own work. Yes, indeed. Kudos to Nnedi Okorafor. Ashe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
African futurism. African futurism. African futurism. That's it. Afrofuturism is a term coined by a white male essayist. At the time, I don't know what year that essay was, but he was interviewing three black artists. He had the access. He had the cosign by whatever academic, whatever he was allowed into, and they could come and be interviewed by him. And so he's given this credit for coining the term Afrofuturism. I don't know if he requested the credit or whatever, but there's a white man who's given the credit for Afrofuturism. And also the genre known as Afrofuturism is still that same old trying to get included in white life kind of scenario. If you watch, I don't want to name any one story, but most of them, black people are still marginalized. I'm not writing no story where I'm marginalized. I don't want to read no more stories where I'm marginalized, honestly, because the life in America is enough. So if I'm going to have some entertainment, I don't need y'all all up and through my entertainment. I don't. So I really appreciate the fact that she did speak up and out about defining her work. You know, very important. It reminds me of Juneteenth. June 19th, 1865, when the people, the enslaved people of Texas were finally advised of the Emancipation Proclamation 2 years later than everyone else. And so from that day forward, they celebrated Juneteenth. And the colors for the flag, red, black, and green, the colors of the flag created by Marcus Garvey, red, black, and green. Recently, a few years before it became a holiday, there's a white man who created a nonprofit around the Juneteenth celebration, and he created a flag. He took it upon himself to create a flag that has the colors of red, white, and blue. So there are people who are being introduced to the idea of Juneteenth with a red, white, and blue flag. Meanwhile, we always had our own colors. We always had our own flag for that day. We have always had our own everything. But again, when those who have profited off of colonizing our minds, our bodies, our spirits, see a paradigm shift, they get to defining us And it's important for us to recognize that or not. We get to choose if we want to be validated outside of ourselves or defined outside of ourselves. But I, for one, I'm with the African futurism. I'm with the defining ourselves for ourselves. I'm with the Kuji Chakulia principle. Ashe.